White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, November 22, 1909. Edson and Emma White, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear children, I am seated in my comfortable writing chair in the early morning. No one in the house save myself is up. I have had the first full night's sleep in many months, and for this I thank the Lord. I have had so many wakeful nights that I retired last night with little hope of sleep. But this morning, I thank the Lord for the blessing of rest I have enjoyed. During the night season, I spend many wakeful hours in prayer to God. I plead with Him that He will send His Holy Spirit to arouse in the hearts of the people who claim to believe the truth and earnestness to give the message in its simplicity to the many in the highways and byways of life who have never had Christ presented to them in the simplicity of godliness and earnest faith. When I consider how much might be accomplished if those who hold the sacred truth for this time would respond to the obligations that rest upon them, I long to say something to arouse them to their God-given work. If believers would go forth to the work that awaits them in all our large cities and present the truth to the people in its simplicity, some souls would be reached. And these souls, as they opened their hearts to the reception of the word of life, would be filled with the desire to make others acquainted with the truth as it is in Jesus. They would labor to communicate the word. Often in the night I awake to find myself sometimes in earnest prayer, and at other times pleading with ministers and with church members to be truly converted. I counsel you, my children, to walk humbly with God. Then your ministry will be fruitful. Time is short. The world is absorbed in multiplying pleasures and in magnifying and exalting men. Let the lives of believers at this time declare, "The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. I will magnify His holy name." I cannot write you a long letter at this time, but I want to say, whenever you have time, come to see us. Do not depend on men for instruction for the work you are to do in bookmaking. The Lord would have you work in humility and to be taught of Him. You are not to depend on others to do this work, for they will claim that they have helped you to compose your books. The Lord is your teacher. If you will walk humbly with God, He will be your wisdom, your sanctification, and your righteousness. On Friday, November 26th, I shall be 82 years old. It is a surprise to many that at my age I am able to speak before large congregations of people. But it is the Lord who sustains me in this work. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Matthew 21, verse 42. He is indeed able to speak through the human agency. I pray that the Lord will sustain you, my son. Trust in Him. Increase in faith and truth and righteousness. I pray that you both may be fitting up to meet the Lord in peace. The Lord bless you is the prayer of your mother.